The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, back in the Rambam, we finished the Halacha of the Suda last time, and now, we finished it. All right, if I have time, I'll make another point, but I want a new topic now. So then he goes on to the Halachas of Mishloach Manos. V'chein, now this is the same numbering, but it's a different paragraph, so I think I think there are people who like leap at the thing of saying that Mishloach Manos is part of the halacha of Seudah. So it might be related to it, but it's not the same halacha. So, but then there's the V'chein. Oh, by the way, in the Shelat methodology, sorry, not the Shelat, the Yad Peshuta methodology article I read last time, he does mention that one of the things that the Rambam does is using V'chein to link halachas together. So that might link them together, but you just have to know it's not from the same halacha as that pack they put to v'chein. Chayav adam lishloch shtei manos shel basar o shnei minei tavshil o shnei minei ochlin l'chavera. So likewise, a person is obligated to send two portions of meat or two types of cooked dishes or two types of food to his friend. Okay, so he changes it to l'chavera, right? When the pasuk says l'reyehu. Right, so is that taking a stance on what we were wondering about that? Right, no. Sounds like your actual chaver, assuming that chaver means like friend. You know, yeah, yes.
There's also it could be the words of sort of change between Mordechai Hebrew and
Rishon. Right, but why would he davka deviate from the lashon of the pasuk? You know, I think that'd be a little weird. In fact, let's just do a test case. Let's see what he does by Ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha, which, by the way, I didn't realize till today. Ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha is in the same pasuk as losikim losidor.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're doing that as a topic. Yeah. All right. Why am I looking here? Oh, because Deos. That's the other weird thing, by the way. Vav is where you got a lot of like the ethical mitzvos, but Nekima and Netira are in Zion. At the end, after Lashon Hara stuff, which is interesting. Okay, v'ahavta. Yeah, mitzvah al kol adam le'ehov es kol echav echam Yisrael kaguvo, shenemar v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, l'fikach tzar l'saper b'shvacho, l'achus al mamono, k'mo shu chas al mamon atmo v'rutze b'chavod atmo. V'hamizkab b'kolon chavero, ein lo chelok l'lom ba. Now, that's not a raya, because that's a separate member of Chazal he's quoting. So he doesn't use the word raya here, he just says echam Yisrael. Yeah, fine, all right. No, not definitive either way. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, more problem
that. Oh, they're taking our case as Kavira, right? That's true. Right. Yeah. That's true. That's true. Yeah. Right. Not just Uju. Right. Yeah. Actual Kavira. Okay. That's a good ride. I wonder if anyone deals with the question of can you be Yosef if you give it to a non-Jew. I bet there's some Afghan who deal with that. I mean, Plaim Shah Miish L'Reyehu is Reyacha in like the comrade, you know, but yeah. Okay, anyway. Oh, and also just, I think we know this, but like, I don't know, you know, these fake halacha rumors, right? That I, every year when I teach this in high school, kids think that you have to give two different brachos, like items with two different brachos. And like the Rambam says too many, shnei mini basar, and the Mechaber just quotes the Rambam. Like, I don't know where that rumor got started, you know? Could make it easier, yeah, right. Could be, yeah. Okay, anyway, right. So it is interesting, the hierarchy, right? Sounds like portions of meat are the best. I would think so, only because basar is definitely more chashuv than just stam min and ochlin, and tafshil is more chashuv than just stam ochlin also. So I view it as a hierarchy. It'll be interesting when we look at the Yad Pshuta to see if those three things come from different sources. Yeah.
We view it as a hierarchy, is putting two types of basar higher than, like, say, a basar and a bread.
Yeah. Yes, right. That's a good point also, right? I mean, definitely, like, in terms of chashivus of, like, the quality, then two types of meat is a more chashuv gift than meat and bread, because bread is just stam.
But luckily, like, bread has chashivus in a sense of... Like,
but not in the sense of, not in the sense of matana, though, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm wondering is if this is a matana thing.
Yeah. I don't know, in terms of, like, if... Issue saying to make a suda out of, like, I guess the question would be like, one suda need, does that suda need?
Right, bread? So that's right.
If it does, then maybe saying that the highest part of the hierarchy does not involve,
right? So, right, definitely you see that you don't need to give someone stuff that they could use for their suda, because then you can do Shnei to Basar. Right.
Why?
Yeah. Because you can't just have Basar for your Seuda, and that's it. Meaning, if you have to like give them something that there's like a Seuda that's ready to go. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because I've heard people try to say things like that. Not La Halacha, but you know.
The key.
What was that?
Like,
yes. Yeah. Right. I don't think we. Well, I don't think we do because like that you could just definitely give money, right? I mean, you could money to buy something.
Yeah,
we do say that. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So anyway, the Rambam says Mishloach manos ish l'reihu, shtei manos l'ish achad. I think plain pshat there is because it says manos is plural and ish is singular, right? So that's how they get it's a minimum of plural is two, and then ish is one. Okay.
Or the
reihu. Right. Sorry, that's what that's the correct one. Not ish. Ish is you, right? Reihu is your friend. Okay. Cholam marbit lishloach l'reim. Now he says reim. Yeah. See, but it's the fact that he says chavira before is you know, to me that's like the instructive one because just l'reim is just the lashon of the pasuk.
I don't know. I want to strongly.
Yeah. No, I'm also not being medayek strongly. I'm still, to me, it's a question why he changes it to l'chavira. V'im in lo. Now, again, he could just have l'chavira because maybe his version of the Torah, well, past sources has that. That's why I want to wait till we see the Abshuta. V'chol hamar v'lishaloch l'reim mushubach. Okay, the more you send, the more praiseworthy. So I guess we have to ask this also. What
the
is
the reim, not the more monos.
The more reim, correct. Yeah, that's a good point, right? Meaning 10 gifts to the same rea is not going to be more praiseworthy. More. Yeah. So the question also is, what's the shevach? You know, this is the pet project I'm working on. Also, is like I want to go into what Mishloach Manos are this year. I haven't like looked into that. Or v'im ein lo, and if he doesn't have enough to give, machlif im chavero, then you should switch with his friend. Zeshalech lezesu udaso, zeshalech lezesu udaso. Each one. Now this is where he says suuda, right? This one sends him his suda. This one sends him his suda. Now, maybe you'll say that that's because if you don't have enough for Matanos or for Mishloach Manos, like maybe you don't have enough for your suda. I'm not sure. It's a good question, also. Right. And then, Lakai Mishloach Manos. I don't know why he has to throw that in. Yeah, Yosef.
For example, we're going to emphasize saying that they actually don't have a protection. It's not really a one supposed to be a dealer. So you would expect everyone to have enough for a Seuda independent of any Mishloach Manos. So you're not assuming to feed each other. So therefore, if you already have your Seuda and that's like the only thing you have, you can just switch Seuda.
Right, right. Yeah.
Yes, on that last point, can you the Kayan Mishloach Manos? Like, what is he? Is that to the exclusion of Ishla Ray?
I don't think so. I think he's, I mean, like, I think that. So the Havamina, so I think the Havamina is that you are that you know you're not being Bakayim Mishloach Manos.
Oh, what are you doing?
Right. So yeah, it's a good question why he says that. I mean, just as a side point, in my first 2 years of yeshiva,
the last
five, why does he have to say look? Obviously, it's Kedei L'Kayim Mishloach Manos, because otherwise, if he said in lo machlim im chavero, we that would be implying that you are fulfilling Mishloach Manos. I don't know why I say Kedei L'Kayim. We can check.
Yeah, I think that might be like honestly.
Yeah,
that sounds strange. You lay out the mitzvah and then you say, if you can't do that,
to fulfill the mitzvah.
To fulfill the mitzvah.
Right.
I don't know, that just sounds strange.
Yeah. Actually, the way he would say it is, v'im ein lo, v'hechlif im chavero yata. That's the normal way.
Yeah.
Lashon Medev is yata. Yeah. Yeah. Just as a side point, when I was in my first 2 years in yeshiva, I think I just did this because I was the person who initiated it was in yeshiva before me. And so I assumed it was fine that we would go out on Purim morning after davening to whatever the name of the bagel place is nowadays on the corner. What?
Which one?
Yeah, which one? The one on the but near Hafter, on Central.
Yeah, Bagel Boys.
Yeah, right. So it used to be called Bagel Delight. And we used to buy each other breakfast and like swap it. And then I think someone asked Rebbe and he said, like, that's only a video of the case when you're what do you call it? Like when you don't have, you know. Anyway, that's what I remember. Yeah.
Was that your main suda?
No, it wasn't our suda, but we're doing it to be Mekayim Mishloach Manos. I think paying for each other's meal was maybe because we did it like we each bought with the intention to swap sudas. I don't know. We're talking, 21 years ago. I don't really remember the reasoning. I just remember him saying that you can't do that. Yeah. Okay. Let's start doing the Yab Shuti here. Not that one. We did that one last time. All right. V'chein Chayev. Okay. So he says, Megillah Zayin Amud Aleph. Im Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel Ukegir Saso. V'chein Hu Hayushami Aleph Dad. So I don't know what the difference in the Girsa is. I tried looking at Rabbeinu Chananel. Let's see. He quotes Tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef taught, okay, that's what the Rambam quoted, right? Mm-hmm. And our Girsa says, Rav Yosef Amar Me, no, Umatanz Lev Yonim, Tani Rav Yosef, Umishloach Manos Ish L'Reyehu, Shtei Manos L'Ish Echad, Umatanz Lev Yonim, Shtei Manos L'Shnei B'nei Adam. And Rabbeinu Chananel says, Tani Rav Yosef, Umishloach Manos Ish L'Reyehu, Shtei Manos L'Adam Echad, Dichsiv, Ish Manos Ish L'Re'ehu, Umatanos L'Avyonim, Shtei Manos L'Shnei Mnei Adam. I don't see any significant differences. There's like little word differences. I don't know. Anyway, Rabbi Huda Nesia Shadar Leila Rabbi Ushia Atma De'igla Tilsa. Right? Yeah. So Rabbi Huda Nesia, I assume that's Rabbi Huda Hanasi, right? Okay. Sent to Rabbi Ushia the thigh of a third born calf. Yes, I don't know why third born is more chashuv. I don't know. Vagarba de chamra and a garba of wine. I assume garba is some sort of vessel. Shalach le, and he sent it to him. Kiamta banu rabinu matanos levyonim. You have fulfilled matanos levyonim. Klomer nesinas levyonim nasata li mana achas vihayarech. Okay, meaning you were yote ma. Nesinas evyonim to me with the thigh. That's not even. Oh yeah, I guess because it's one thing to one person.
I mean, that kind of thing is not monos.
Right, correct. Then hadar shalach le egel tilsa utlasa garbi chamra. So then he sent him a egel tilsa and three garbas of wine. Chazar shalach le egel shlosha kankane yain shalach le. Then he sent him kiamta banu rabinu umshalach manos ish l'reyehu. I guess because he get so what is it? The first wine. Meaning unless is Hadar, I guess that same year. I don't know why he would increase the wine. Yeah.
What was the wine? One of the
meaning? Yeah, that's why I'm wondering also. Yeah.
Also wondering, like, does the wine for the previous thing like not count that they have to both be sent at the same time? Like, isn't like, why do you even have to send it?
Right. So, I mean, I was under the impression, and maybe not according to the Rambam, but I was under the impression we hold that wine counts, right? Because mm-hmm. wine is kashuv. What was that? But apparently that first one didn't count, right? The first mm-hmm. bottle of wine didn't count. Yeah.
Well, it also seems like, I mean, this straight reading of the Rambam, right? It's
That's what I'm saying. Right, but then the question though is in the Gemara though, why is sending three bottles of wine?
I don't think it was a three. It might have just been the other calf.
So then, why he increased the bottles of wine? Yeah, right. So let's see. And by the way, this is the part that's not in our Gemara? I don't know. Let me just check it out. Rabbi Huda Nesia Shadar Leila Rabbi Ushia Atma Igla Tilsa of Garba De Hamra Shalach Le. Kiamta banu rabinu mishloach manos ish l'reihu matanos levyonim.
Oh,
so that's why it's different.
Wildly different.
Yeah.
Wait.
So ours doesn't have that whole second gift. Whereas Rabbeinu Chananel, did Rabbeinu Chananel have that?
Wait, oops. Is there a three in the wine for that?
That is different than ours. Yeah, Yosef.
Also, it really feels like there's totally different locations. And you think that's from the Vilna Shas, they can be becoming two missiles of one sending, whereas this one, whereas that Gears would say, they each mitzvah has to be separate, which also it's something that really does create a hobby.
Right.
You know,
yeah, right. That's big nothingness.
Yeah, also it certainly could have that if you exchange students, that therefore you can't be mekayim both your su'udah with something and mishloach chamas. So maybe you think that, like, since you set up your su'udah, you can no longer say as mishloach chamas.
I didn't call that right.
All right, so let's get the first point first. The first point is, according to the Vilna Shas, then he did a 2-for-1, right? He was Mekayim, Mishloach Manos, and Matanos Levionim through just the Yarech and the wine.
No, I don't think second.
There's no second one in the Vilna Shas.
In the Vilna.
Oh.
That was the difference in Rabbi Hanano. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. So that was the first point you made, and then you made what was the second thing you said?
So I guess, if you're paying for the other suda,
yeah,
with your suda is the.
You're talking about my case, or you're talking about
the wrong case?
The wrong case of the switching sudas.
If we're switching, then it might be the equivalent of me buying my suda with this food, in which case it might, when I say it's being used for the mitzvah suda, it can no longer be used for mishloach chamas because it's just payment to the suda.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not
I mean, I would, okay, maybe a simpler
way.
Simpler way to say this, maybe, tell me if this is a different idea, is you might think that the suda swapping thing is being mekayim like matanos lavyonim, and he's saying that you could also be mekayim mishloach manos with it. Yeah, I don't know yet about doing the two and the. Looking at the Rechon on other.
Different also works.
Yeah. Now, bear in mind that which edition of Shas are you using?
The Vilna one.
Right, but there's okay because I am curious what this or that says with the critical editions of Shas. Let's see what Shelat derives from this. Kiyamta banu rabinu mishloach manos is right. Okay. Rabba shadar le lamari bar rav biyad abaye male taska de kashva male kasa kimcha de avshuna. Okay. I don't know what that is. And in the interest of time, I'm just going to look at the English here. I don't even know if it's the same girsa, but let's see. Rabba sent to mar bar rav in the hand of abaye. Male taska de kashva, a sack, a taska full of dates. That's kashva. Umale kasa kimcha de apshuna, and a cup full of roasted flour. Oh, my favorite. What are you supposed to do with the roasted? It's like you just sip it. Like
David roasted flour.
Was it? Oh yeah.
Flour. No, right. I was making a dock fund.
Oh.
or is it cupful?
Couple. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Amar le abaye hashta amar mari ichakla'a malka lihavi dikula mitzavare lo nachis. Abaye said to him, now Mari will say the popular expression, even if a farmer becomes a king, the basket does not descend from his neck.
What?
Oh, I remember this from last year. Rabba was named the head of the yeshiva in Pumdisa, and he nevertheless continued to send very plain gifts because he was impoverished. All right, fine. So that's not a halachic that last part is not halachic. So let's see what the Peshitta says. He's basically pointing out, I don't know why he had to say it. Yeah, like, you're still poor. Yeah, you got promoted. You're still poor. Hadar shardale ihu male taska de zangvila. Is this a new one? Wait, you can come there. No, this is the next one. Hadar shardale ihu male taska de zangvila. So next year, is it the next year or later on, he sent him a thing of ginger. Hadar shadrele yu malataska de zangvila umalakasa de polpalta and long peppers. Okay. Rifta, polpala rifta. Amar abaye, hashta amar mar, ana shadrele julia yu shadrele churfa. Master Rava will now say, I sent him sweet items and he sent me pungent ones. So this, you see from here that people read a lot into your mishloach manos, right? Okay, fine. Let's see here. I gotta stop in a little while, but Abaye said, when I left the house of the master Rabba to go to Mari Bar Mar, I was already satiated. However, when I arrived there at Mari Bar Mar's house, they served me 60 plates of 60 kinds of cooked dishes, and I ate 60 portions from each of them. This has got to be one of the exaggeration ones. The last dish was called pot roast. Oh, Kiddush. You see, you heard in the Gemara here first. And I was still so hungry that I wanted to chew the plate afterwards. I got to remember how to say it. Ubay lemechas sa basra. Okay, fine. That's so funny. Okay. So what happened? Amar Abai, hainu d'amar inchi. Oh, I remember this. Kafin anya v'lo yada. Inami ravcha lebesima shchiach. Yeah, so this is a fun saying here. Abaye said from here, this explains the folk saying the poor man is always hungry and doesn't know it. Alternatively, there's always room for dessert. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Okay, fine. So why did the Apshut have to quote all that? Yes. last thing. Hari shibidugmara yesh gam basar v'gam tavshil v'gam ochling. Ah. He's saying where the Rambam got it from. In the examples in the Gemara, there's cases of meat, there's cases of tavshil, and cases of food. Halach Rabbeinu min haprat leklal. So he's not learning as a hierarchy. He's saying he's going from the prat to the klal, specific, and then cooked food encompasses basar, and then ochlin encompasses all of them. Nachar Rabbeinu v'chein, shekein kalal b'halach hazo shtayim michovos hayom se'uda u'mishloach manos. V'ba'od shele se'uda in kitzba, so he's saying v'chein to show that this halacha includes two obligations of the day, the seuda and the mishloach manos. But whereas the seuda has no limit, mishloach manos has a, or I don't think limit is the word. The seuda has a like a precise requirements, then mishloach manos does not. Yeah.
You think he's focusing on the two chavos? I suppose people want to lump it together.
Right. Yeah, I think I want to think more into what he's saying here. Why I'm not sure. All right, I gotta stop now though. I got a chavrusa. All right, interesting. Okay. Yeah, I feel like there's more in that Gemara also about the different types of food and the little
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.